He's a political star in the East.
What's your greatest accomplishment?
A renewed sense of hope in America, in a sense that we can actually meet these challenges. They weren't so big that we couldn't do them. And if you have that type of confidence, there's nothing that can stop the American people.
Oh, come, Emmanuel.
Rahm Emanuel, that wise man of the Obama team, is headed home by another way today, heeding the calling of entering the race to become mayor of Chicago. He's got a head start over the other candidates, who have not been parodied on Saturday Night Live.
I want to assure you that I took this job for one reason only: to support Barack Obama's message of hope and change. Although I should say, to anyone thinking about crossing me, I will end you.
We're profiled on 60 Minutes.
I don't count about how long, and I'd like to stay as long as the president wants me.
So, no plans of vacating the premises anytime
we're not
soon?
We're not ordering any boxes yet for the House.
Would you still like to be Speaker of the House one day?
No, that's gone.
Party over?
Yeah, that was a goal. Things happen in life and, you know, I'll set other goals for myself.
And so Obama's political Svengali on the Potomac sets out to become the boss of that big-shouldered city on the lake, taking the tough road of a man who chose Chicago over Washington a long time ago, a man named Washington.
Harold Washington has a different plan.
But while they fight over that machine, I shall fight for Chicago by getting jobs and money from the state and federal government.
Harold Washington.
We can all win.
Illinois Congressman Harold Washington's political battles against the Chicago machine transformed the city and the nation. In many ways, the Obama team was forged in the fires of those mayoral campaigns back in the early 80s, when Barack Obama was a young organizer and David Axelrod was a tough Chicago street reporter. Harold Washington was the only game in town.
You've done so much, I'm going to give you all I've got, everything I've got. I wouldn't give it to anybody else. I saved it for you because I want you to have it, every one of you. You know what it is? I'm going to be your mayor for the next 20 years.
It was not to be. Washington was done in by a bad heart and a weakness for pizza while in office. The Washington team was scattered to the winds to wait for another day, to wait for the Obama campaign in 2008. Rahm Emanuel may be lured by the messianic intensity of Chicago politics and the rise of Harold Washington, but he was a suburban boy on the fringes of the political street fights back then, and he will have some learning to do and some convincing to do to become Chicago's mayor. But oddly, he may have one quality that even the late Harold Washington says is critical to political leadership.
When you get right down to it, most powerful people who have real integrity and real character are loners. You know, they don't spend all their time garrulousing around. They have to pull back and think and reflect and get their batteries charged. They may like people, they may deal with people, they may function with people, but they're basically and fundamentally loners. And that's true in politics, it's true in art, it's true in science, it's probably true in entertainment world.
Back to the same old place, my sweet home, Chicago.
So as Rahm the Enforcer heeds his internal calling to go back to the Windy City, it remains to be seen if the people of Chicago end up rejoicing the arrival of this Emmanuel.